Really Happen radio show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show and getting back to the situation over on the other side of planet Earth. We're starting to see indications of increased hostilities in Georgia and South Ossetia. And they're basically preparing for a new war going on there. What's this all about? Why should we care? Well, we should care because this has got nothing to do with either Georgia or South Ossetia. This is being fanned up and supported by the United States and Israel, which we know has been providing arms to the region and training the region going back to just before the first outbreak of hostilities. Why are they kicking off hostilities in this little tiny part of the world? Well, it's very simple. Look at a map. Georgia and Ossetia basically sit on that land bridge between the Caspian Sea and the Black Sea. And it is one of the major land routes through which Russia can send materials to Iran to support them in the coming war, if we can't get them to call that off. And so in order to blockade Russia, in order to prevent them from using land routes to send supplies into Iran, they're going to kick up a little war there in Georgia and South Ossetia so that Russia can't get through there. The only other land route, of course, is through Afghanistan, and that's a huge mess. And so I hope the people of Georgia and South Ossetia, who are going to be blown to bloody bits in the coming weeks, understand that the only reason for them to die is so that the U.S. and Israel can attack Iran. And that's the whole purpose of that conflict, is to close off that land route. That's all it is. Now, I want to talk about crimes against peace. There is actually international law that says a crime against peace, and it refers to planning, preparation, initiation, or waging wars of aggression, or war in violation of international treaties, agreements, or assurances, or participation in a common plan or conspiracy for the accomplishment of any of the foregoing. This definition first appeared in the Nuremberg Principles and later was included in the United Nations Charter. Crimes against peace. Under that definition, Patrick Claussen is a war criminal. Patrick Claussen is the guy over at the Institute for Middle East Affairs who got up in front of a press conference last week and on video said, gee, a false flag attack to kick off war with Iran would be a really good thing. And he's hemming and hawing and saying, I'm not really encouraging this thing, but you know what, it would be a really good idea if it were to happen. And he goes down the list of all the wars that were started with these indirect little hoaxes and frauds. I guess he's been rereading my page on false flag terror and how wars are started with lies. But he got up there and he's openly saying, yeah, Lincoln had the commander of Fort Sumter commit an act against the territories that would prompt the attack against Fort Sumter, which was then the entree into the Civil War. You know, no torpedoes at the Gulf of Tonkin. And Patrick's just going down the list of all of these hoaxes and frauds. And then he's saying, yeah, we got to find a way to put more pressure and get this war going here. And he's just openly saying, they're basically this Israeli lobby, this pro-Israel lobby is out there openly talking about the desirability of a new false flag attack to get a war of conquest going against Iran. Under the United Nations Charter, Patrick Claussen is now a war criminal. If you have not seen the video, it is still on the front page of What Really Happened. If you have seen the video, please copy that URL from YouTube and share it with everybody that you know so that we need to get, you know, at least 200 million Americans to understand that Israel is openly talking about a new false flag attack to kick off war with Iran. If we get that awareness out there, if we make them doubt that a false flag will be accepted at face value, they might call it off. Doubt is our most potent weapon against these vile plotters. We'll be right back after these commercials.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Fear and hate will rule them, sympathy and children grow. In shackles we will bind them, but to the terror they'll show. As mindless slaves they will not think, blind eyes they will not see. They'll jail themselves and call the bars Homeland Security.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Senator Joseph Lieberman, who's flips back and forth between being a Democrat and a Republican, but is always loyal to Israel, is out there screaming that cyber attacks against U.S. banks are sponsored by Iran. Now, I'm sure he's also going to come out and say that Iran is responsible for global warming, and Iran gave those French rats cancer, not the GMO corn, and they have a Death Star and the rest of that. But first of all, if they're not able to track down those people who are sending those Viagra ads to your email box, they certainly cannot track cyber attacks against banks back to Iran. It is simply not technically possible. Second of all, why would Iran do such a stupid thing? Iran is the one country trying to avoid a war. And they're not going to do anything overt or covert that will hand the United States and Israel the excuse to start this war that they've been drooling over for the last couple of years here. What may be going on, though, is that as we edge closer and closer to a huge economic crash of the Federal Reserve System, of this whole private central banking situation, they're looking for a scapegoat. If the government of Spain collapses from the riots, if the government of Greece collapses from the riots, and either one could happen, or if Catalonia does decide to secede and say, we're not going to be the walking wallets for all of this debt to the European Central Bank, then these defaults are going to trigger the credit default swaps recklessly sold by Wall Street, and the whole thing's going to come crashing down. So now what they're doing, they're looking for a villain. Oh, it had nothing to do with the 11th marble or the missing cork in the bottom of the boat. It's all the fault of those gosh darn Arab Muslims. In fact, I would probably say that the reason we're not seeing a lot about the riots in Spain and Greece right now is the media can't figure out a way to blame those on Iran or that silly little video or the cartoons about Mohammed. Boy, these people are really angry at this private central banking system, and they're certainly not happy with the United States of America. We can't show that on TV. You know, the agenda was set forth by the White House, you know, a little more than a week ago. You know, this has nothing to do with American foreign policy. Those Muslims are just overreacting to the video. And they can't use that excuse with what's going on in Spain and Greece. So that's why it's not getting a lot of coverage here on the American TV media. But the reality is that Iran is not going to do something like that. Why would they do it? Why would Iran, which has so far been playing by the rules and has not initiated a war of conquest in over 200 years, why would they do something like that? It is so totally out of character for them. But Joe Lieberman is out there just trying to say, we'll find some way to get those Americans to go to war against Iran for Israel, because by golly, that's what I'm paid to do. Even MSNBC has come out and acknowledged on air, Israel is trying to push the U.S. into the war with Iran. Probably because it's already been the headline news here on the alternative media, you know, for so long. And the corporate media is struggling to basically maintain its legitimacy and credibility. And so anything that is a big story here on the alternative media, here on Republic Broadcasting, sooner or later, they got to acknowledge it. I remember when there was that huge fight over the Downing Street memo, which basically said the propaganda was being fixed around an already existing decision to invade Iraq. And it was big news all over the alternative media, whatreallyhappened.com, Republic Broadcasting. And finally, after a whole month, it took a whole month to do it, and the American corporate media finally said, yeah, there's this sort of memo floating around that said that maybe they were lying about the war in Iraq. And now for a fashion show. And again, going along with Senator Lieberman's propaganda that we're now going to blame the coming financial crash on Iran, we're getting this story about the Izz-ad-Din al-Qassam cyber fighters, and they're going after Wells Fargo. Why would anybody do that? The American financial system is already in the process of self-destructing. It doesn't need any help. Wall Street destroyed itself with the 11th marble. And now they want to scapegoat Iran for it when it all starts coming apart. Don't hang the bankers here. It was all their fault on the other side of the world. It's the Muslims. It's Iran. It's the Illuminati. It's the Freemasons. It's the atheists. Go burn them and leave us alone. We're just poor, hardworking bankers. Now, speaking of over in Iran, Iran has unveiled their new drone. Very long range, can reach Israel, most of the Middle East. Bears a striking resemblance to that drone the U.S. sent into Iran that was hacked and crashed, or maybe it just failed. Who knows? Maybe it was running Vista or something like that. But that was a major whoopsie because Iran obviously gained quite a bit of technology from that. And there's a video out there showing them test flying the thing around, and it looks like a very credible little platform. They don't have missiles on it yet to go down to Pakistan and kill civilians, but it looks like it's a credible drone here. Now, the New Yorker has a really good good article out called The Lie Factory, and it's rather long and scholarly as the New Yorker tends to be, and it basically talks about how political campaigns have basically been taken over by hired public relations corporations that specialize in running political campaigns to package and present the candidate. And they go back to the first one, Campaigns Incorporated, the first political consulting firm in the history of the world, back in 1933. And basically ever since then, what you see on television regarding the political candidates, it's all manufactured public relations. It doesn't represent the real candidate or his real agenda. It doesn't represent anything other than what these public relations firms think you want to hear. which is another reason why once these candidates get elected, they completely abandon all their campaign promises. Think Obama back in 2008. He campaigned on changing the direction of the nation from this very destructive path that it had been on. And when he became president, he just kept right on keeping on doing what had been done before. That may be coming to an end, certainly especially after the disgraceful performance of the Republican and Democratic National Conventions. There's another story out, over at Tech Dirt, and it's basically talking about how newspaper advertising revenue has literally fallen off a cliff. When they started going online and doing online ad revenues, they were still ticking up into the mid-1990s. Now the advertising revenue for the major newspapers is down basically where it was in 1950. And especially adjusted for inflation, it means things are a lot worse. And even this article at Tech Dirt talks about, well, you know, it's the online bloggers and, you know, we don't know what's going on here. And they still refuse to face up to the obvious. The reason newspapers, the reason TV news are losing advertising revenue is they're losing audience. And the reason they're losing audience has nothing to do with being online or not, or those nasty bloggers that are out there. It has everything to do with that recent poll that showed 60% of Americans have lost all trust in the corporate-owned media to tell them the truth about what is going on in the world. Nobody likes a liar. And the public, seeking the truth, needing the truth, knowing that they have to have good information, they have to be fully informed in order to make good choices, have abandoned the traditional media they now see as liars in favor of the alternative media. That's why Republic Broadcasting is growing. That's why they need your help to grow. We don't have huge amounts of money coming in here from corporations to buy the equipment we need. We're doing the outreach specifically at the grassroots. We have a lot of grassroots support like Ron Paul. The big banks don't love us. Israel doesn't love us. AIPAC doesn't love us. That's why we keep needing your help here. As far as the corporate media, as far as these newspapers and these TV news stations, and I still have contacts in the local network affiliates, and their staffs have been cut. The buildings are turning into empty barns. There's hardly anybody still working there. They're out of money. They're using very, very old equipment. And they did it to themselves. The corporate media doomed itself when it stood shoulder to shoulder with the United States government about Saddam's nuclear weapons. They doomed themselves when they never questioned the official story of 9/11. They doomed themselves when they never challenge the pseudoscience of human-caused global warming, and on and on and on and on and on. The corporate media did it to themselves. I have no sympathy for them whatsoever. In fact, we tried to sound a warning. I remember posting at whatreallyhappened.com close to 10 years ago that if the corporate media did not start actually fulfilling their self-declared role of watchdog on government abuse, that sooner or later the American people would abandon them. And they would come over to the alternative media, and that would be it. And it is happening right now. Newspaper ad revenues are plummeting. They can't justify high advertising prices because they don't have the readers. And going online didn't change it. There was this fantasy that if they turned their newspapers into websites that people would come flocking on back for the same lies. No, it didn't work. This revolution in the flow of information in our society had nothing to do with how it's presented. The same exact thing happened back during the time of Gutenberg. They didn't have computers. They just had movable type printing. And information became available to the masses outside the control of the ruling class. And that's exactly what's happening here. The old Soviet Union did it with fax machines, brought down their corrupted government. They're not going to stop this thing. And we are already winning. The war for the minds of America is being won by Republic Broadcasting and by yours truly and with your help. We're changing the world, and there's no going back. As desperate as they are to drag us back to the glory days of the Cold War, not going to happen. We'll be right back.
Oh, yeah. Are you struggling to reclaim your health? Let me share my story quick. My nightmare of chronic fatigue, PTSD, and autoimmune issues cost me everything. A bankruptcy, loss of home, even my wife walked out on me with no hope in sight. A miracle happened after hitting my lowest point. I discovered ION and RNA drops. It literally saved my life. I want to share my story with you and offer you a trial size mini bottle of RNA drops. Visit www.rnafreemini.com. Again, that's www.rnafreemini.com. It's time to take your power back now.
Free bottle offer involves processing and handling fees. Visit www.rnafreemini.com today.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Politicians and preachers once sometimes told the truth. War's first stone and sacrifice our finest youth. With no video games or cell phones, a house felt like a home. Children fought and played together instead of on a computer alone. Big MacDonald had a farm, then he opened a burger joint.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Going to talk a little bit about our domestic economic situation here. Apparently, there has been a settlement regarding some of these fraudulent foreclosures. We were calling it Foreclosure Gate. And apparently, there is, because of the national mortgage settlement, Obama foreclosure plan. Remember, Obama went around to all the 50 states and they put pressure on the state's attorneys general to not investigate, not prosecute criminally. They were just going to clean the mess up, retroactively indemnify, and there would be a cash settlement for the people who lost their homes wrongfully. Well, it's starting to come out here, and apparently there's about $1.5 billion in payments that are going to go out to people who lost their homes. Unfortunately, it's going to 2 million former homeowners nationwide who lost their homes to fraudulent foreclosure from January the 1st, 2008 to December the 31st, 2011 here. Get out your calculators. That runs out to about $750 per homeowner, less the lawyer's fees for the lawsuit. Sure, that's a great price, you know, to have your home taken away here. And of course, because of this deal, the bankers who stole these homes get to keep them, and they never see the inside of a prison cell. And if you're wondering why the people of Greece and Spain are rioting in the streets right now, this ought to give you a good indication. Now, yesterday we were talking about how LIBOR is back in the news, as it's coming out more and more that the top managers at the Royal Bank of Scotland knew and encouraged and condoned what was going on. The plan by the bankers who were caught in this whole thing is to say, we didn't know, it was just some rogue employees, and we're going to fire them spectacularly in front of the media cameras, and we'll pay you a few pennies back on all the trillions that we made off of this scam, and that'll be the end of it. Well, apparently more information is surfacing that the Royal Bank of Scotland, their top traders, were openly boasting of this cartel to rig the LIBOR just weeks before the bank had to be rescued at a cost of £40 billion by the taxpayer. It's all fraud and corruption and criminality. And the government is still desperate to hide that from you and to blame the coming crash on Iran or the Illuminati or the Freemasons or the Boy Scouts or something like that here. Even CNBC is now out there acknowledging the central banks are manipulating the markets. As I've mentioned before, these so-called too-big-to-fail banks own huge blocks of stock. And as a matter of fact, we're in an age right now where most American citizens have already emptied their portfolios just to survive. Small brokers, we've seen brokerages just shut down, refund their people's money, and say, I can't be part of this any longer. And so most of the activity on the stock market is now basically within that area of Wall Street and these big investment houses. And the banks hold huge blocks of stocks, which are used to calculate their reserve requirements. And if the stock market were to shrink by as little as 5% in a single day, these banks would be instantly insolvent overnight. They probably are, and it's just being hidden from you. Now, Egan Jones is a unique entity because it's a rating agency for Wall Street investments that is paid by the investors, not by the banks and the brokerages that are issuing the stocks. And it's been the lead agency in downgrading the United States credit rating twice in the last 18 months, and it's probably going to do it again. And basically, they were on CNBC saying, yeah, the central banks are manipulating the markets to preserve their own solvency. It's all being held up with fraud and deception. And so, as I was telling that caller in the first hour, nobody's intentionally pulling the plug on all of this. The people in control of the financial system, they love it the way it is because tremendous amounts of wealth are pouring into their pockets. The problem is that they can't stop it from imploding. And now they're looking for somebody to blame it on. Oh, it's the Chinese. It's the Iranians. Now, a lot of people have been talking about J.P. Morgan. And remember, J.P. Morgan admitted in a private meeting at Harvard Law School, I think it was last in March, they've admitted they're overvaluing their own assets. They're playing the same game that Enron did. And it wasn't supposed to come out public. It was a very private meeting, no press, no public allowed, but somebody leaked the information and basically said, J.P. Morgan said, if the FDIC took us over, they would immediately write down some of our assets by $150 billion. So that's kind of the scale of the degree of fraud that was taking place even back in last March. So a lot of people who are in the metals investment industry, as it were, a lot of people are concerned about J.P. Morgan's massive short silver position. And they're starting to wonder if maybe all of this gaming with the paper silver, the paper metals, the futures contracts is being done to allow J.P. Morgan to try and acquire more physical to cover their losses. Or maybe they're going to let the paper market crash and then they're going to say, well, we need a new money system, should base it on silver and gold. And golly gee whiz, we've got all the silver and gold. So we're back in charge again, which is why I do not support a return to the gold standard. Going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within three stones' throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter-acre lots, county road access. All lots come with warranty deed. All just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141. 785-672-3141. Or go online to coloradoriverlots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Allison C. is made from pure garlic through a patented process that stabilizes the actual allicin of 34 cloves of garlic in one tiny capsule. Allicin only exists for a fraction of a second when you crush a clove of garlic. It is the most powerful, natural antibiotic known to man and has been proven in laboratory testing to kill bacteria, viruses, fungus, and parasites without upsetting the natural balance of healthy organisms in the body. Allicin C also helps prevent disease when taken on a regular basis. You can purchase your Allicin C through Paul Drockton's website, internettruth.org. Start enjoying the benefits of this all-natural supplement today. Go to internettruth.org for your supply.
Leroy lives in a cardboard box down by the Mission Bell, where saints refuse to go and the sinners wish him well. Forced to carry his own cross while we drive nails in his coffin, you might say it is routine. It happens far too often. Decorated soldier, veteran of the war, thought that he would be among the sick and poor. Preacher man wags his head while the rich man turns away. His mother looks on weeping, teardrops of blood are falling.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. More news from the economy here in the United States of America. The United States Postal Service is edging closer and closer towards insolvency. And they'll be calling for a bailout, and we've got to have more bailouts. But again, all of this bailout nonsense, it's just more loans at interest from the private central bank. It doesn't solve anything. It just kicks the can down the road, and we're headed to a nation where we're going to have $10 trillion paper notes just like Zimbabwe. And every time those notes go up in denomination, of course, it's more money for the bankers and less for you, because all this newly created money, it's not being poured onto the American people who are going hungry and homeless right now. It's just given to the banks to loan to the American people. And we're not going to borrow it because we don't know for a fact that we can pay it back. That's kind of the weird irony of this current situation. We, the American people, are far more fiscally responsible than the Wall Street financial industry or the United States government itself, because they can just sort of create new money out of thin air whenever they want. And they're all scratching their heads. Why aren't they borrowing more? Because we don't know that we can pay it back. We're trying to pay our debts down. We're trying to be free of the debt slavery. Well, you can't do that. We're going to start a world war and plunge you further into debt because that's what makes America great. And no, it isn't. That's what makes America a third world fascist dictatorship. Now, I mentioned this earlier in the show, but I'm going to mention it again here. The Citizens United decision saying that corporations are persons with First Amendment rights to freedom of speech and therefore there should be no limits on their spending for political ads has resulted in a situation where 78% of campaign spending is now coming from corporations based on this Citizens United ruling. And so corporate political spending accounts for 78% of the almost $500 million spent thus far during the 2012 election cycle. That means the corporations, Goldman Sachs, Wells Fargo, Bank of America, Monsanto, all of those corporations are outspending the American people $4 to $1. And of course, where we see that most obviously is over in California right now, where Monsanto has poured something like $7 million into advertising to defeat Proposition 37, which would require food products, or all products, to be labeled if they contain genetically modified content. They're fighting that one tooth and nail. And because of Citizens United, they're able to outspend citizens, grassroots organizers who are raising money from private citizens. And private citizens have a cap on how much they can donate for this stuff, and the corporations are allowed free rein over the airwaves. And even with that $500 million that they're spending for this political cycle, total ad revenues for the corporate media are still very much in decline, as we mentioned earlier. Now, a couple of things about computers. And this gets right back to what I was saying earlier about the reason that Republic Broadcasting needs so much of your help right now is very much tied up with the fact that consumer-level computer equipment, consumer-level anything, is so poor in quality here in the United States of America that it simply does not last beyond the expiration of the warranty. They don't want it to last. They want it to fail, so you come back and you buy a new one over and over and over again. New hard drive, new computer, new power supply. My wife's computer, we had to replace the power supply in that, I think, about a month ago, and it's only a six-month-old machine. Now, apparently, over at Intel, their CEO, Paul Otellini, is out there telling his staff in Taiwan that Windows 8 isn't ready for release. Microsoft has put out Windows 8. It's buggy. It's out in alpha right now, or it's out in beta, I think. And the feedback coming back is it is an absolute nightmare. It's all the worst of Vista and Millennium Edition all wrapped together, and it's buggy. Microsoft's apparently driven by the marketing people, all of their work goes into making it look new and new different, and making it seem like it's a different, new, and improved, but the internals are still the same. A lot of things are broken. They're basically trying to unify their user interface. So your big desktop machine has the same display as your little smartphone. Well, obviously, that's a completely bogus idea. The reason we have a big desktop display is to give us more options and more control than we would have with our little tiny smartphone. But like they did dumb things like take out the start button down there in the lower left of all of the Windows operating systems up until now, the little start button that takes you to all these little options and all your programs and all these other little things, that's now gone in Windows 8 because they can't put it on the smartphone, therefore you won't have it on the desktop. And really dumb things like that. And now the CEO of Intel is telling them, this isn't ready. It can't go out into the public. And so Microsoft is all in an uproar and say, no, we've got to get this out there. We've got to get people to throw away XP and throw away Windows 7. They've got to buy Windows 8 because our entire corporate future depends on them buying a whole new operating system and a whole new computer every 5 years, regular as clockwork. And it's a failed business model because you can get away with that in a healthy economy. When you have an American people who are earning enough money, paying their bills, paying their taxes, and they're able to basically have money to do consumer spending, then you can kind of get away with that. Light bulbs designed to fail after 1,000 hours. Computers that are designed to basically be thrown away every 5 years. Cars that are designed to rust out in 5 or 8 years, depending upon how expensive they were when you bought them. You can get away with that. People will put up with that. But when everybody is struggling to just get by and they've become dependent on their computers because of the modern realities of business, this idea that we're just going to make you buy a new operating system and make you buy all new versions of your applications just to stimulate more revenue, that's starting to wear a little thin on we, the computing public. And I know that when this XP machine I'm using here goes belly up, as it probably will very, very soon, my next box will be Linux. I don't work in film and TV, visual effects and animation any longer. I don't need all that specific software. A Linux box will work just fine for me, and I'm going to get away from this whole Microsoft nonsense that's out there. Now, Microsoft and Intel are not the only ones with computer problems. There's a story circulating right now where apparently somebody logged into Bank of America's website to use their automated clearinghouse system. And they logged in, went to the transfers button, and apparently, after entering their own username and password and clicking transfers, somehow they were looking at a completely different person's account. Could have looted the account, could have moved the money, could have done all of that stuff. So apparently there's another bug that's crept into Bank of America's computer system. Me, I like to go down to the bank and just have a real live human being on the other side of that little window, you know, and talk to them about the weather and about how silly Zimbabwe was and all the rest of that stuff. But there's this big push to have everything done by machines so they can fire the bank tellers and you'll go to the ATM machines even though they're buggy and there are problems. That's just the modern cost of doing business in the United States of America. Meanwhile, the Federal Trade Commission has settled charges against 7 rent-to-own companies and a software design firm regarding spyware that is installed on these computers that you rent to own. In other words, you'll go to these companies, if your credit isn't very good, and whose is these days, and you will rent a computer. And after you've rented it so many months, it belongs to you. But the problem is these computers coming from the rent-to-own stores were found to have spyware installed by the rent-to-own company that was doing things like activating the webcam and spying on the people to make sure they weren't doing drugs or something. Access to private communications, and it was a huge, huge scandal. Now, my question here is, and this may tie back to a story that we talked about a few days ago, where computers coming right out of the box at your local store are being found to have malware on there, and they're saying, oh, somehow hackers got it. It's pirated software the Chinese are buying and all this other stuff. I don't think so. I think this epidemic of spyware on computers is an intentional policy by the United States government and by corporate interests, and the computer companies are going along with it. I mean, look at all that gratuitous advertising that's all over that screen the instant you plug your computer in. And I remember the last time I bought a completed computer. These days, I just build my own. The last time I bought a from-the-store, brand-new computer, plug-in and supposed to work, it took me 2 days to get all of the free sample this and the pop-up that and all these extra toolbars. It took me 2 days to clean it all off. Well, if they're that abusive with your rights as a computer user in terms of the overt operating system, how do we know they're not that abusive wiring stuff in on behalf of the U.S. government? We all remember the huge scandal over the NSA key that popped up in Microsoft's cryptographic interface some years back, which is why nobody who really has secrets to keep should be using Microsoft's encryption, because it's already compromised by the NSA. So it just seems to be this whole attitude by government and corporations that they just have an automatic right to peek into your life on your computer. In fact, if you look at the whole licensing situation involving software and the operating system, their attitude is, you don't own it anyway, therefore we can do whatever we want with it because it's just a license. We still own all of the software on your computer, even though you bought and paid for it. You don't own it. You can't do anything with it. We can. That seems to be this very arrogant attitude that permeates our entire society right now, and I think it's gone completely overboard and gone way beyond common sense and reason here. Java's latest update as well has been found to have a flaw, which on checking apparently also infects Java 5 and 6 that allows a complete bypass of the so-called security sandbox. Now, if you don't know what I'm talking about, a sandbox is a computer term for creating a virtual machine within the machine that is isolated from the rest of the computer, so that if you're doing something in that sandbox and there's malware or spyware, it's within that virtual sandbox, and as soon as the program exits, it's all erased and it can't get out. By the way, there's a browser out there called Bitbox that's built on the same principle, and if you surf a lot of websites that tend to plant malware, which is like most of the porn sites, this is a really good thing to be using. But apparently Java's new product has a flaw in it that will allow malware inside their sandbox to reach the rest of your machine. Personally, I think the solution to all of this malware situation is not to spend more and more of our money on computer security and lose more and more of our machine's power to this constant scanning and checking. I think it's to grab some of these black hat hackers and start treating them the way the U.S. government treats Arabs wearing cheap Casio wristwatches. Let's send these hackers to Abu Ghraib. Let's waterboard a bunch of them and their computers. Slowly. And that'll make the problem go away. But the United States government does not have a motive to deal with computer crime, unless it's directed at the big banks or big corporations or the government itself. Because computer security is a big, huge business, and it generates tax revenues. And we've got to support anything that makes money in this country, even if it's a complete fraud and a hoax. So, now we were talking about this 9/11 documentary, 9/11 Explosive Evidence, Experts Speak Out, and it made its broadcast TV premiere on CPT-12 over there in PBS in, I think it was Denver. And the PBS ombudsman got his knickers in a twist. You can't have this on public television. You can't challenge the orthodox story of 9/11 on public television. And apparently, in terms of people logging into the website for a replay, it's now number one on PBS, and it's breaking all kinds of records for people coming onto PBS and wanting to see a video. I would think PBS would be happy about that, but oh no, this is going to make Israel angry, and we can't make Israel angry, then so forth and so on. I think the reality here is that the fraud of 9/11 has pretty much collapsed. I don't support any calls for a new investigation because it's just an excuse for the U.S. government to spend more tax money polishing the locks. I know what I know about 9/11. I've come to my own conclusions, and I refuse to give the government authority to tell me whether I'm right or wrong, because they're just going to lie again. There are aspects of 9/11 we won't agree on, like the no plane at the Pentagon situation. So let us set those aside. Let us all unite around those things we all agree are true about 9/11. BBC reported the collapse of World Trade Center 7 half an hour before it happened. Mossad agents were arrested, cheering and clapping as the World Trade Towers came down. Odigo, an Israeli company near the World Trade Towers, got an advance warning it was going to happen before the airplanes even left the ground, and on and on and on and on. And let's move forward. We know the government lied to us about this. What do we do about it now? The government would love for us to go on arguing the fine details from now until the cows come home, even the GMO ones. We don't need to do that. It's been over 10 years. All righty, caller just called in saying there's a version 7 for Java. Yeah, I'm afraid this problem with the sandbox is also in version 7. And then they went back and found it was also in version 6 and version 5. They just hadn't seen it. All righty, moving right along here. This is a big story, not getting a lot of coverage, but Russia has suspended the import and use of all American genetically modified corn following that French study showing serious health risks, both with the corn and the Roundup pesticide. And apparently the European Food Safety Authority has ordered its own review on the research. This will be a major blow to Monsanto. Now, a lot of countries around the world have already stopped using genetically modified crops. They've seen the disaster that happened with GM cotton over in India. They're already well aware that there's been a lot of research going back for a lot of years saying this stuff is incredibly dangerous. And Monsanto's out there lobbying and propagandizing and in trade wars. You will use our GM corn and you will like it. And for Russia to basically say no more. And Russia's kind of been really cool on this genetically modified stuff. Well, maybe they remember Lysenkoism and what an absolute disaster that was when you let politics dictate the science. They learned a very, very hard lesson on that one. And we're all learning a very hard lesson on this one. Now, the Monsanto's counter-propaganda is already out there. They're blaming, French corn had a fungus on it, and the fungus caused the medical things. Oh, they were too near a cell tower. Well, actually, so was the control group of rats. And they're just throwing all this stuff out there to try and muddy the waters. And that's the way Monsanto and the public relations firms will work. But let's have the 1% rule here. Remember Dick Cheney, if there's a 1% chance this guy's a terrorist, let's torture him. Okay, if there's a 1% chance GMO food is harmful, let's block it. Let's ban it. Let's at least label it. Going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from airfusionsystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at airfusionsystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981, 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from airfusionsystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save earth.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. 928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Call me U.S. Steel, 21st Century Fox soundbite. Who gives a damn what's true or false? Long as it leans to the right. Add a token liberal, pretend I'm fair. I've been before some sex appeal. I'm busy oiling up the corporation wheel, and they call me.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking about science and health issues for this third hour. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Now, more and more people are starting to look at this issue of genetically modified crops, and they're beginning to understand something that the producers of these products didn't want you to think about. When you make a change to a genome in one part of an organism, it will have unexpected and unpredictable effects in other places. It's just like when they went into the corn and they tinkered with this protein or this DNA to produce this chemical that allowed to survive the Roundup pesticide. They weren't expecting that it would make the corn stalks much denser and stronger than the natural variety, tearing up the tires on the tractors of the farmers who then have to go out and spend money to buy Kevlar tires. That's what I mean about the unpredictability of results. And Monsanto basically ran these three-month trials to say, oh, this stuff is okay. It's perfectly healthy. Let's get it out in the market. The French study found the medical problems all began in month number four and extended for the lifespan of the rats. And so the public is beginning to be aware that Monsanto did only as much testing as they needed to do to come out and say, yes, we've made this safe, you can eat it. And they didn't test long enough for the long-term health consequences, and they certainly are not testing or looking for these unexpected side effects. Now there's a story out on Russia Today basically saying that the genetically modified crops are a large part of the reason that Americans are suffering this epidemic of obesity. And we've been pointing out before how this so-called epidemic of obesity that is gripping the American people may have nothing to do with their lifestyle choices, but is in fact because of these artificial chemical-laden foods that we're being forced to buy, often without our knowledge in the stores. We've already documented how monosodium glutamate that is sold as a flavor enhancer actually confuses the signal in the brain that says, I've had enough to eat. And so you go on gobbling long after you're actually full. Aspartame, sold as an artificial sweetener, used to be a biological weapon, now it's an artificial sweetener. It makes you crave real carbohydrates, and that makes you eat more, trying to satisfy this artificially induced need that your body is feeling. Synthetic bovine growth hormone, another blessing from Monsanto. If it is not 100% metabolized by the cow before it's harvested, then consumers eating the meat from those cows or the dairy products are getting that hormone into their own body, and it's doing to humans the same thing it does to the cow, make them plump up faster. We know there are all kinds of hormones pumped into chicken that are linked to the early maturity of our children. They're physically maturing much younger than they used to. It's all this chemical stuff, and it's all about driving greater profitability, and nobody's paying attention to what's going on. That used to be the job of the government. They don't want to be bothered anymore. They're too busy surfing porn on their taxpayer-funded computers. By the way, for those of you opposed to aspartame, much of that is made using genetically modified bacteria. We'll be back after station identification.